how much they love you, and I love that you. Here's the thing, too. So my first question to you is, do you ever rest? Because you are always doing some new project. I can't believe that you just. Do you rest?
I do occasionally. Yeah, I'm a bit of a vampire. And not that I don't sleep at nights, but I did have 4 weeks off in the summer.
I see.
But no, I've. God, there's been so much going on this year. I'm with this album coming out, and I'm starting a new album very soon.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's great. Keep them coming.
Huh?
Keep them coming.
Yeah, I mean, the next one's going to be different. This one is an autobiographical album, which is the second part after Captain Fantastic. It tells the story of the what happened to Bernie, my writing partner, and myself from 70 to 2006. So the first album was really about coping with failure. This one's about coping with success. So
and what are the differences?
Yeah.
What are the differences?
They're about the same. You know, there's high, there are highs and lows in everything, and it's just part of life. It was more difficult to cope sometimes with the success than it was to cope with the failure, because the success was so huge and at such an enormous scale that reality went quite out the window. So at least when you were failing, you know, you still went home and, you know, on the tube and stuff like that, and you had a sense of reality. This, it got so big, and it was pretty wild to deal with.
Well, it's incredible to me, and I you know, I say a version of this every time you're here, but, you know, to grow up and at 16 years old be listening to your music and absolutely loving you, and to see that you're still, you know, going strong and still producing so many different things.
Well, you know, we do the musicals. We've got Billy Elliot, which is the most successful musical in Britain, and it's coming to America in 2008. We're making films. We're doing an animation movie with Disney, which is starting in London. We have this new album. I tour. I have the AIDS Foundation, which is really important to me.
Yeah, why is that so important? Talk about that, because you have raised so much money.
Well, we raised over, now, towards $120 million.